Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Keith Creel. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Gantner reaches third base with a triple. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ayala moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ayala scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Bernazard scores. It's Brewers, 3, Indians, 3. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Brian Clark now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles misplays the ball. That's an error on Riles. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ayala moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Riles moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. It's 4-3, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ayala hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Rich Thompson now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moore strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. There goes Cooper. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabler hits a line drive into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Pete Ladd now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Moore and he is out, Ryles applying the tag. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-to-4, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Ryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ryles strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.